How did I get here? I'm a mess. Divorced, no kids, women everywhere. Everything I didn't want to be, I am. Almost as if on brand, in my role of lead singer and band character. Some would say I have the perfect setup, single man, traveling nonstop, living his best life. But I've grown tired of the stereotype. Have I made this career my entire identity? Have I strayed away from who I am? In my continued quest for validation, love, myself, I've come back to Norway to see a spiritual healer for a different perspective and hopefully be enlightened. Throughout my journey here, I have overcome debilitating insecurities, endured profound loss, and been severely hurt. I need to heal. And to heal, I need to forgive. But on the other hand, I've had undeniably good fortune. I've seen this entire planet of ours. I've had the women, the money, the applause, the attention, more than any man should. And yet, after all this success, why do I still feel empty inside? I keep looking up for answers. My whole life I've been so vocal, so loud, with so much to say, and yet the magnificence of it all has left me speechless. My voice is as tiny as I feel in this vast universe. And in that silence, answers come. And it's here that it all clicked, an awakening, a pivotal moment in my life where my mission became as clear and as fluid and as bright as the northern lights themselves. And it turns out I knew the answers all along. Truth is, success and access mean very little if you don't use them correctly. They can be very dangerous in the wrong hands. I've seen too many successful people go through life without ever feeling a sense of fulfillment. I know that I need to be better, raise my bar for what it means to be a man in my position, and be mindful of how I use the power, the voice, and the exposure entrusted to me. I'm gonna turn the superficial, fleeting moment of fame into something selfless, real, and long-lasting. I'm going to use my platform to bring attention to the things that are important to me. I'm going to be a voice for the voiceless and make this opportunity matter, make it count. I will share my spotlight more than ever with causes that I care about, like animal welfare and a cleaner earth for my two nieces, and take advantage of my global exposure and my moment to do truly important and fulfilling work, so that if fame does last 15 minutes, they will have been well spent. I feel this unexplainable urge to change the course of my path now and not later, because later is not guaranteed.
What we know now is Wall Street can bring down Main Street.
Recuerdo que en esa época, pues, el país o el mundo entero estaba pasando por un problema por la burbuja financiera. Eran tiempos difíciles económicamente, mucha gente pues perdió todo. Sin embargo, ese año es cuando llegué y empezaron a suceder estas cosas, ¿no? También me acuerdo que hubo un terremoto muy fuerte en Haití.
Haitian officials say at least 29 people are dead after a major earthquake hit the island this morning. The
quakes... Y se hizo un proyecto que se llamó Somos el Mundo en español. Justamente estaba conmemorando 25 años del primer Somos el Mundo, del primer We Are the World, que se hizo con Michael Jackson. Y se decidió juntar a los 50 artistas más influyentes en ese año. Y tuve la gran fortuna de pertenecer a ese grupo, pero no fue así nada más. Resulta que estábamos en la alfombra roja de Premio Lo Nuestro.
Siguen llegando las estrellas, estamos celebrando 22 años de estos premios.
Bueno, ya está Ojeda también, otro de los favoritos de Viva el Sueño. Yo particularmente le tengo un gran cariño, me fascina él.
A todos. Bueno,
ya y ahora... en ese momento llega Emilio Estefan y ahí llega Eddie Blázquez y me dice, oh, ya, señor Estefan, supe que va a ser Somos el Mundo, ¿qué le parece meter a Ojeda? Y me voltea a ver Emilio Estefan y me dice, bueno, está bien, preséntate mañana. Vamos a grabar el videoclip. Y yo estaba el otro día grabando Somos el Mundo con Chayanne, Ricky Martin, Luis Fonsi, Andy García, en fin, 50 artistas que yo admiraba de toda la vida. Y gracias al empuje y a la decisión y al momento perfecto donde Eddie Blázquez decidió meterme en ese proyecto. Y pues lo hizo, la verdad. Como les dije, es un chico muy persistente y cuando se propone algo, pues va y lo consigue. Así que así fue Somos el Mundo. Esa etapa decidió ser estar detrás de cámaras o detrás de la música para impulsar a otros artistas y en lo personal pues hizo maravillas con mi carrera, ¿no? Trabajamos juntos casi, pues fue un año, yo creo que fue un año muy intenso, fue un año dedicado a otros artistas. Él iba conmigo a todos los viajes, se encargaba de toda la parte de manager y de publicidad y mercadotecnia y tenía un equipo muy profesional y me ponía por todos lados, ¿no?
Aquí lo tenemos de regreso.
Y con nuevo disco.
Muchas gracias.
Como lo viste en la televisión.
Así exactamente.
Oye, ¿tienes algún tatuaje, Ojeda?
No. ¿Por qué no me haces uno? ¿Me pones uno?
Su nombre es Ojeda. Lo recibimos con este fuerte aplauso.
Vas a estar esta noche en un concierto de Piolín y también vas a estar en las festividades del 31.
Exactamente. Tuve la gran oportunidad de organizar allí por mi disquera y mi publicista la gira de promoción.
Desafortunadamente, al final del año, él ya tenía necesidad de volver a trabajar como artista. Él necesitaba también regresar a la música. Yo creo que cuando tienes la música por dentro, quieres volver a estar en el escenario, a cantar, a viajar. Sobre todo él, que se ha pasado pues, muchos años de su vida haciendo tour y viajando y cantando por todo el mundo. Así que eso nos empezó a distanciar, la verdad. Ya no estaba el programa de televisión. Ya no había ese apoyo televisivo de 24 horas por 7 días, ¿no? Y pues ya llegó el momento en que yo me sentí un poco perdido porque ya no tenía el apoyo de Univision y él ya no lo veía tan interesado en el proyecto. Un reality show te puede ayudar o te puede destruir la carrera.
Tú eres uno de los participantes que ha sido más criticados en esta competencia.
La interpretación de esta noche, Ojeda, yo creo que es digno para el lobby de un hotel, para entretener personas a bordo de un crucero, pero todavía en este escenario no has demostrado que tú tienes lo que se tiene que tener.
Está bien.
Para ser una estrella. Aplícate, mi hermano. No es que no lo tienes, es que nunca lo has tenido.
La gente te dio pocos votos, por algo será Ojeda.
Y es cierto, no tienes una de las mejores voces.
Ojeda, yo te pedí que bailaras menos y que cantaras más. Me equivoqué. Mejor que bailes.
El día de hoy me sentí un poquito débil de la voz, un poquito desafinado también. Yo ya estoy cansado de Ojeda. Estoy cansado de ti. Tú tienes que dar más vocalmente. Esta canción no exigía mucho.
Ojeda, como cantante creo que bailaste muy bien.
Si fuera una competencia de baile, quizás lo hubieras ganado. Pero desafortunadamente es una competencia de canto, Ojeda. Canto. Ojeda, la verdad, no quisiera estar en tus zapatos para la próxima semana.
Yo no vine a esta competencia que me dijeran si lo tengo o no, porque yo sé que lo tengo. Por eso estoy aquí, señor. Muchas gracias por su opinión.
¿Por qué estás amenazado? ¿Por qué estás amenazado?
Esta carrera no ha sido fácil. Todos lo podríamos ver como, wow, has logrado todo. Pues ha sido difícil en muchas cosas, con subidas, con bajadas. Todos los tropiezos y pues tampoco ha sido fácil.
Marzysz o gorącej nocy w latynoskich rytmach? To Hede Heda, fotańca i świetnej zabawy. Od godziny 22 zaśpiewa gość specjalny. To Hede Heda, autor nowego hitu Wstęp za darmo. Zapraszamy 5 sierpnia. Wstęp już od godziny 21. Lo siento.
While I focus a lot on the painful and sad things that happened to me in my life, believe me, I'm so aware of this. I'm so thankful for this. This is the only thing that keeps me going. This is the only thing that I have. This is the only thing that works. Moments like this cement my commitment and make it clearer than ever that this is my calling. This is what I was born to do. I wasn't born to bring everyone together, but I do believe I was born to bring some of us together in the Caribbean, to a little bit of Puerto Rico, all around the world. That's pretty beautiful. Sometimes I think my calling wasn't for me to be happy, but to make others happy, even if it's just for an hour and a half.
Thank you.
everybody. Just want to say hello, good morning from Slovakia. This beautiful winter paradise, as you can see. This is what Slovakia looks like in the morning. And these people have treated me incredibly well.
Every time I see dogs, I think of Crappy. I miss her every day. I see her eyes in some dogs. I see some gestures in others. It's tough. And I guess the eye sees what the heart wants. Just remember looking down and just having this little white fluffy thing by my feet. And as pathetic as it might be, hell, this is the closest it's come in a long time. If I can't have Crappy with me, then I'll make a snow Crappy. I think I'm losing it. I really think I might be losing it. It's sad, it's laughable, sure, all those things, but I still felt the need to do it. Goddamn, loss is tough, man.
Omar, and we're in Amsterdam, and I'm your first Uber ride.
Yeah,
I'm his first ride.
Yes, that's
and
true.
He's bringing me back. Just went, did a little shopping, and he's taking me back. All right, Omar, say hi to Miami, Omar.
Toca Requeda, you're on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, you say, I'm Toca Requeda, see you at the Panama Club Amsterdam.
That is correct. I did say that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I recognize your voice.
Cool, man.
But tomorrow you have to sing.
Yeah. Tomorrow is the big show.
Nice.
You want to come?
Yeah, I want to come.
When did you hear it?
Like every day on the radio. On Phoenix Radio.
I haven't heard it.
You haven't heard it? Nope. But you don't listen to the radio.
Well, I just got here today, so.
Okay, but it's on the radio.
Okay, cool. Your name will be at the door if you want to go.
Today there was a bomb at Ataturk Airport in Istanbul. The last time I was here, I got myself in trouble for saying anti-government, pro-freedom of speech statements on stage. It was a press shitstorm, and they held me back at the airport, took my passport away for about an hour. This time it's different. This time, there's actual threats.
Eddie, the bombs already started showing up, and threats and everything.
We had a big thing happen by the seaside in the middle of the...
My fans are concerned. There's chatter on the internet. The organizers and my team are considering canceling the show, but what are we saying if we cancel the show? Who do we become? And how long can we live like this? I'm nervous, but I have no fear. We're gonna go on with the show, and I will stand next to anyone that is willing to show up to my concert under threat of terrorism. No one's gonna take away from me the only thing that makes me happy. I'm willing to die for it. I performed for a crowd that wouldn't back down. It wouldn't run away. It wouldn't let terrorism win. Instead, we embraced love, and we made music, and we danced, and we laughed. Love was more powerful. This is the proof. And ultimately, the Toque de Queda concert went off without a hitch, and it was tense, and it was scary. And at moments, I admit, looking out into the crowd, not knowing if during the next song, a tragedy would happen. But I just didn't care. I wasn't willing to cheat destiny. If that's the way that it was supposed to be, then so be it. But as you can see, love was victorious last night. no matter how much hate there is in the world, love always finds a way to win.
So Dresden, Germany, I mean, just a fucking spectacular view. And what can I say except I'm extremely thankful because my days keep getting prettier every day. And I want to say thank you, universe.
I think all this soul searching and all this reaching out for spiritual enlightenment and answers and all this time I've given myself to heal and let the anger melt, I think it's working because I find myself saying things I normally wouldn't say.
As I walk through the streets of Tokyo, I can't help but to think of how lucky I am to be able to come out here and sing my songs to these beautiful people.
Seeing the lighter side of things suddenly.
And I just want to say thank you for giving me your time and your ear. Sydney, Australia, Wednesday, May 3rd, and I want to say thank you to everybody. I want to say that I love everybody, and I want to say that everybody should be way nicer to each other than they are, because life is...
I'm beginning to heal. I can feel it. It's a welcome change. Anger is poisonous. Pain is heavy luggage if you're trying to travel light. And so I'm thankful that I'm able to see brighter days.
I want to take a minute to say thank you to everyone.
I'm thankful that my mind and my heart are working together in harmony for the first time in a long time. There's no conflict between the inside and the outside. For the first time in a long time, the outside matches the inside.
I love every single one of you. Bye-bye.
I find myself waking up happy, smiling, being thankful for the life I have, healing from my past and letting go of a little bit of that resentment, and it feels nice. So I'm going to run with this for as long as I can.
So I love you, and farewell. See you soon. Bye-bye.
And I know it seems that I've just been complaining about all the burdens and the pains in my life. I know. But believe me, that couldn't be further from the truth. I'm thankful, and I'm beginning to feel satisfaction in what I do. I'm beginning to find sense in all of this. I'm beginning to understand how lucky I am, how fortunate I am to be able to do what I do in the time that I'm able to do it, at the age where I can actually appreciate this, and I'm thankful. And I haven't been any of those things for a long time now.
Happy, tired, but happy. I could try to find poetic words to describe this moment. Perhaps, I don't know those words. But grateful comes to mind, and happy comes to mind.
They say a man can measure his life by the friendships that he keeps.
Mira a quien me encuentro en las calles de Madrid. Pero repentinamente y sin avisar, ni siquiera quedamos.
This is Frank Griffiths. He's my first manager. He was there for my first shows, my first promotion down in Latin America. And this guy is the real deal. This motherfucker is friends with Mick Jagger and everyone in that circle. When I met him back in the day, he was one of the biggest concert promoters in Latin America, taking huge acts like the OGs of the salsa game. You know, Oscar de León, Celia Cruz, Héctor Lavoe.
Un genio loco y con un talento fuera de serie. Porque para mí, la imagen del salsero, un tipo muy tropical, divertido, guapo, que salía. Héctor Lavoe es la antítesis de eso, ¿sí o no? Flaquito, que no caminaba esto, que no era tipo garboso, que no tenía una pinta. Lo cantaba y se acabó.
And this is the guy. Him and his team would bring all these bands down to Latin America. He exposed these countries to tropical music. And I happen to believe that generations of people owe this man a debt of gratitude. Because of him, they've seen some of the best shows Latin America has ever seen. Fucking Frank Griffiths. He's my friend, and we've been friends for years. And it's so cool to just run into him in Madrid like this. No matter where I am in the world, no matter where I'm touring, I always find time to come to Madrid and visit Grandma. After Grandpa died, she's very lonely. So I come every time I get a chance. I just want to see Grandma happy, you know? I remember when I was a kid and she used to sneak cookies past my parents and I used to hide behind the door and just chew them up. They were delicious. And so now, every time I'm on tour, I stop by and check on her, make sure she's okay, bring her whatever she needs. I love Grandma, and after Grandpa died, I feel like I gotta take care of Grandma on his behalf. It's an unspoken responsibility that's been handed down to me by my grandfather. Every time I come by, she cries and starts telling me that we'll never see Grandpa again, and it's just so, so sad. And I try to bring her a little something from wherever I've been, but most importantly, I do my damnedest to make her laugh.
Está muy gracioso. Abre la boquita, abuela. Que te quiero mucho.
Y yo a ti también, mucho más.
Hola.
Hola.
Ay, qué rica la abuela.
I try to get her to forget the problems and think of happier times. I come and I visit her because I know she's alone and it's what my grandfather would want me to do. And I do it. And I do it for her, but I do it for him. He was a great guy. Sweet guy, would take his time to take us to the park. Never said anything mean to us. Never saw him being mean to anyone else. And so, I'm nice to Grandma because I love her. But I'm nice to Grandma more for Grandpa than for Grandma.
So I'm in Madrid and I'm about to get tattooed, everybody. I'm gonna get a tat. Circus tattoo, Madrid. Peace.
Brought my dad to my tattoo shop in Madrid to have his birth year tattooed on my arm in honor of him and his sacrifice for me. I am willing to go through pain to show my father that I love him. I could tell he was touched by that. My father was born in 1947, and now I will carry that number on my body until my dying day. This is my tribute after all. Everything I've ever done has been to make them happy, for better or for worse. That's a fact. That's undeniable. And why would I stop now? My entire existence has been dedicated to honoring them, their plight, their sacrifice. My pain is the visual representation of how much I love you. And if you've ever gotten a tattoo, let me tell you something. There are parts of your body where getting a tattoo is fucking painful. This is one. God damn. Let me tell you, it's not easy. I know these symbols mean nothing, but I know it touched him.
Sydney, Australia.
I'm back in Australia. Man, this place never gets old. And to think that I'm here because I wrote some songs and those songs have gone around the world to the extent that I'm summoned to perform these songs. We are in the legendary Rudy Hill. My band is conducting sound check, getting everything ready for tonight, doing a ton of press, rehearsing the set list with my band, gearing up for what promises to be an amazing concert.
Toque de queda tonight in Sydney, Australia. We're gonna be jammed.
Whole bunch of guitars, look at that. Guitar City.
Toque de queda. Soundcheck, baby.
Vamos arriba, vamos arriba.
Now I'm gonna perform tonight. Right here in Sydney. I want to say thanks to all my Australia fans for fucking killing it. I love you.
This concert is amazing. Just look at this crowd, this venue. My band is sounding tighter than ever. The energy, it's just magic.
There's a lot of division in the world today. I come from a place where
We've elected an idiot for a president. And I apologize to you for our decisions and our choices. I guarantee you that the United States is filled with good, compassionate people.
I'm out doing a little bit of shopping with my girlfriend Bianca. Gonna have a delicious lunch next to the Sydney Opera House, and what can I tell you? Life is good. Look at this girl. She's beautiful. These have been just wonderful days. But what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to fall madly in love with her and then leave in 2 days? Am I supposed to leave pieces of my heart everywhere I go? There isn't that much left. And the little there is left, it's pretty damaged and tainted. But here I am. I'll be kind and respectful to Bianca until eventually she gets sick of me too.
Here with the beautiful Bianca. I really came to take pictures and videos with the most beautiful monuments, and this is exactly what you see. The most beautiful thing I've seen here.
It's always been one of my goals to perform here at the Sydney Opera House. Once you performed at the Sydney Opera House, is there a more famous venue? I'm not sure, but it's definitely in my bucket list. Today I visited, but soon I'll perform here.
This is Eddie from Toque de Queda saying I love every single last motherfucking one of you.
In the meantime, I'm still playing house with Bianca.
Sydney, Australia, harbor, with the beautiful Bianca, dancer extraordinaire, and delicious Australian, everybody.
But I can tell she's looking for something more serious. I'm not. She sees this going somewhere. I don't. And I can tell the attention I get from women is starting to bother her. It's typical. It's never too long until a girl realizes that maybe I'm not as perfect a scenario as they had imagined. That maybe the idea of being the girlfriend of a guy who goes everywhere isn't really healthy for them. That at the very beginning, the same things that attract them to me are the very same things that will eventually kill that attraction. The very same things that will turn you off about being with me. The fact that there are women constantly lined up to meet me, eventually that same line of women will be competition. It's so convoluted. I know I gotta call it quits with Bianca, and it's not gonna be easy. I don't want to hurt her, but I gotta let her go. I've spoken to Bianca and I've explained that I'm just not ready. I'm not able to give her what she needs. I'm a broken soul. I will probably never trust another human being ever again. And she wants to be in this wholesome relationship with this wholesome guy that believes in love and trusts people. And I'm not that person. I simply cannot be what she needs me to be. She understood. I feel bad. I like this girl. But I gotta be better than this. I cannot play with people's emotions. I condemn this behavior in my songs, and yet here I am doing it, being the same way. I wanna be better. I deserve better. And we both deserve real love. I'm sad to see her go. She's a great girl. And I wish her love, the love she needs. And just like that, I've broken it off with every single girl I'm dating around the world. I've spoken to Paula, Hannah, Laura, Sophia, all of them. They deserve better, and so do I. They've done nothing except give me their best, and I want to do that for them as well. And my best is a thoughtful, mature man who will do the right thing even when it hurts. Breaking up is hard to do.
What's up, everybody? Good morning.
I'm back in Tokyo, Japan for a concert. And among all the things I have to do while I'm here, visiting Hirohori Mitomo for another tattoo is one of those things. This time, I'm getting my mother's name tattooed on my skin. I find it to be a fitting tribute. After all, she did everything she could for me, right? She gave up her life for mine, right? The very least I can do is have her name tattooed on my skin by the best tattoo artist I've ever met, and he does it masterfully. Again, very painful place to get a tattoo, but this one is right next to my heart.
So, I've just gotten a tattoo done at Three Tides in Tokyo for the second time, and I got my mother's name tattooed on me.
After my tattoo session with Hirohori, I gotta get ready for my concert. But first, I make a quick stop at a Japanese garden, just looking for a little time alone before I go and belong to everyone else. Just a little solace, little time away from the hustle and the bustle of the city and the tour life. Come close to nature, or as close as you can get in a city like Tokyo. Gives you a bit of perspective. We're all in such a rush to get somewhere and do something, and then you see this small, peaceful, hidden little cove in the middle of a concrete jungle, and it's truly calming, and I appreciate any type of moment like this that I can get in this busy lifestyle. We're gonna make a quick stop at the Tokyo Tower. It's a replica of the Eiffel Tower, so if you've been to the Eiffel Tower, this is a smaller version. It's not as impressive, but the view is incredible. It's probably the highest vantage point you'll have access to while you're in the city, and you could see all of Tokyo from up there. I'm performing a small venue in the heart of Tokyo, so capacity is limited, but the fun we're gonna have is not.
These are all older, you know, more Asian communal style buildings. So it's a good mixture of new age modern tech with a little bit of old heritage. The Singapore Eye, which is a little bit like the London Eye. And right in between the Singapore Eye right now, what you see is the Marina Bay Sands, the corner of it. It's three towers. Next to it is all of the Central Business District where you see the high-rise buildings.
I arrived in Singapore and went straight to stage. In the roughly 11 hours that I was here, I learned that I love my fans in Singapore. I'm in Miami, and my buddy Thomas Dambo is in town, so I'm helping him build three of his strolls for Art Basel, one of the world's most iconic art festivals. Thomas goes around the world creating his giant trolls out of recycled materials to show us what amazing things can come from trash.
I am an artist from Denmark who works in recycled materials, and I travel the world building big art installations where I involve people in having positive and beautiful and valuable experiences with their trash, because I think that all the trash we are generating in this world is one of the world's biggest problems, because I believe that trash can be our future instead of being our downfall.
Meanwhile, my friend, billionaire Moshe Mana, is awaiting this sculpture to be placed at the entrance of Mana Wynwood, the biggest art and music venue in town. The goal is to transport this huge sculpture from Fairchild Gardens to Wynwood without anything going wrong. It's clearly too big to transport in one piece, so it'll have to be chopped up and reassembled on site. Nothing can go wrong. There's too much riding on this. Suddenly, it's clear that the head weighs too much for the forklift, so we have to jump on it to make counterweight, but that doesn't work, so we need to get another forklift. After a few tense moments, we're finally able to get the head safely on the ground and onto the flatbed for transport, along with the torso and legs. Now for the almost 30-mile trek through the busy streets of Miami, where traffic is insane. We made it to Mana Windward without any major issues, but now we have to reassemble the troll and get the piece ready for tonight's grand opening of Art Basel. Thousands of people will come through here tonight, and hundreds of thousands more will come to see it during and after the festival. Plus, tonight is Moishe's birthday, and he's coming to see the final installation in a few hours. This has to be just absolutely perfect.
Okay, so up in the torso, lower part of the torso, there is four guides. That is these four spears here that will guide the upper sculpture down.
Everybody's a bit tense. So many things have to go right for this to work. If this thing goes wrong, there goes $100,000. Suddenly, this other forklift can't go up the driveway. It's stuck. The head's just too heavy, so we have to stop traffic in order to back up and build up momentum. But if this thing tips forward, it would be catastrophic. We might have to rethink this whole thing. I'm freaking out a little bit. I can tell tensions are running high. This whole thing can go south so quickly, and so much money is on the line. If Thomas can't deliver a completed piece, he won't get paid, which means his crew doesn't get paid for all the work they've put in. This includes the forklift operator, the freight truck driver, the carpenter's assistants, everybody. I can see Thomas is worried. We all are. We worked so hard on this, and if anything goes wrong, there just wouldn't be enough time to fix it. The whole thing would be ruined. To know that everything rides on the forklift operator at this point is nerve-wracking, but I can't be vocal about it because I don't want to freak everybody else out. But if this guy makes a tiny mistake, it's over. It took a lot of tries, but we finally got the head on the body without any issues. And it's time to dress up the piece with all the props, which include a full-size minivan we bought for $500. But first we gotta tip it over without causing any accidents or anyone getting hurt. Then we have to put it where it goes. So we're still not out of the woods. There were so many close calls, but we did it. I admit it felt really cool to be a part of something literally bigger than myself, where the star of the show is the art itself. It was also really cool to collaborate with another artist in his vision and in another medium that isn't music.
But we did it, and it was a hell of a lot of stress, and we signed the contract yesterday, and we got it all moved today, and everything's here now, and it's fucking beautiful. And it's
finally, after all is said and done, I introduced my friends Moishe and Thomas to one another, and the piece and the evening are a total success.
Have you met the artist, Thomas?
Hi, Thomas. Good to meet you.
Thank you for letting us
make. Okay, you did this one?
I did this one with my crew here. And
oh my God, wow.
So I always write a little story with it. And the story about this one is that it's looking at the people that's always sitting inside the giant beetles. But the troll has once seen that one of the beetles has killed one of the little people. The little people is us, the humans. That's what the trolls call us because we are so small. And then it figured out there must be something really, really amazing about these giant beetles, since all the little people, they spend all their time inside those beetles. So it ripped the tire off, and it's like investigating, what is this? Is this something really, like, what is it?
Man, I'm glad that it all worked out, because it would have been a bummer if anything went wrong. Instead, all these good people can enjoy this cool piece of recycled art.
Hello, from Rome, the city of love. Wait, that's wrong.
That's Paris.
As my band makes their way to our next show, I've rented an Airbnb in Rome to just get away from everyone and clear my head a little bit. I just need some alone time. But today, my friend Michael is going to teach me how to make authentic Italian pizza.
Ma che fai?
Ma facciamo la pizza.
La diavola come ti piace a te.
Mi spiega un po' il processo.
Allora, abbiamo steso la pagnotta, adesso ho messo il pomodoro, sto mettendo la mozzarella, un goccino di olio, extravergine d'oliva, mi raccomando.
Ma è italiano?
È italiano, italianissimo. Spianata calabrese, mi raccomando.
Quanti minuti è meglio per cuocere?
Per cuocere? Dipende come vuoi la pizza, da che forno hai. Questo qui è un forno a gas, 30-60 secondi ed è pronta la pizza. Se poi la vuoi un pochettino più croccante, un minuto e mezzo, due minuti. Per gli amanti della cipolla, cipolla caramellata. Ok.
Ok.
Un po' di parmigiano, che non guasta mai. In forno, vai. Forno. Oh, hai visto che bel forno?
Sì. Più felice il forno,
eh? Sì, sì, è sempre felice.
Sempre felice.
Guarda. Guarda, questo è arte. L'artista, eh? Bellissimo, grazie mille.
Grazie a te.
Sei grande. Sei grande.
Ok, alla cuenta de tres. Però.
The band just started with the third leg of the world tour with live concerts in Australia, Turkey, Poland, France, Germany, Italy, Denmark, Sweden, etc.
That's correct, sir. And now I'm lucky enough to be here in the Netherlands.
How great is this? How's the world tour going so far?
The first pictures now coming in from Puerto Rico after taking a direct hit. Hurricane Maria slamming into the island, and as you heard, one official saying the island is destroyed.
It's bad. It's a huge storm. Hurricane Maria has devastated my island. It's so tragic to just see the pictures. Oh my God, it's heartbreaking. I can already picture all the help that's going to go their way. And what can I do? I'm all the way over here on tour, but I just can't sit and do nothing. And all I can do is think about the animals. So I will redirect my entire focus to the animals of Puerto Rico. And I will use all the media that has been set up for the rest of this tour, every opportunity, every microphone, and every camera lens to promote this group that's taking the lead in helping animals through this catastrophe. And they're willing to go out there and actually help. So instead of promoting my concerts, I'm promoting this. So I will ask my fans to donate to this group. And hopefully my fans can make a dent. I just can't stand by and do nothing.
Bien, vamos a comenzar,
El atasco,
Eddie Blázquez, muchas gracias por estar con nosotros.
Por favor, traten de ayudar a estos animalitos porque algún día podría ser tu mascota. Igualito estaría yo aquí hablando de eso, tratando de ayudarlo, ¿no?
Te acaba de decir Eddie, que es amigo de los animales PR.org.
Él es Eddie, nuestro amigo Eddie de Toque de Queda,
en los estudios de Código FM.
Y yo pensé que en vez de venir aquí a hablar de música y de discos y pedirles que vayan a mis conciertos, al revés, quiero pedirles que por favor colaboren con esta bonita causa.
Se llama Eddie Blázquez, hace parte de una muy conocida banda Toque de Queda.
Otro oyente, Marisol de Zaragoza, que dice: yo colaboro con 10 animales, ayudaré en Puerto Rico.
My poor island. I'm just heartbroken by this. Growing up in Puerto Rico, my brother Jose and I spent a lot of time surfing and BMXing, but our true love was always skateboarding. Skateboarding has one rule and one rule only. You have to get back up when you fall. There's no other way. You dust yourself off and get back up. This important lesson is what has taken me and my music around the world and what brings me to Denmark, where I'm visiting my friends in Freetown, Christiania, a self-proclaimed autonomous neighborhood in Copenhagen established in 1971 when a group of alternative thinkers and hippie skaters occupied an abandoned military base.
This was an old military area built by Christian IV. After the Second World War, it wasn't really used to it anymore, so they just closed it down, and then the squatters came in and took it, and they sat down. They were like, we're gonna make this human experiment. This is a free town, Christiania.
The founders aimed to create a space free from government control. They set up their own rules and governance, emphasizing a collective anarchist ethos where they focus on communal decision making. Today, it still operates under those rules, which include absolutely no violence, no hard drugs, and no cameras. But my friends at Alice have allowed me to share their stories with you.
So my name is Bjorn. Skate parks, that's like a thing we do in those communities that doesn't have too much, but they have a community that already wants skateboarding, and they send out a message for like us that they want it, and we see if we can get the land there, and then we get it approved, we do a crowdfunding, and everybody can donate. And that's how we get the skate parks around the world in those poor countries.
Their mission is to spread the joy and lessons of skateboarding while providing impoverished communities around the world a positive outlet. So far, they've built skate parks in South America, Africa, and parts of Asia and Europe.
When I do skate school for the kids, that's not only about doing the tricks like, oh, that's a cool trick or whatever. It's also the thing that you fall and you gotta get up again to learn, you know, and you can do that in everything in your life when you do job interview or whatever, you fail the first time, you try again. And we spread the message out there. We're there building and they learn how to build and they see how the whole thing comes together. That they just like, they see it's, that it's possible to do something.
He went to India, in Goa, and they built a skate park there. He was making a skate park in Bolivia and he took a team from here, there, and they built a skate park. Huge skate park, actually the highest leveled skate park in the world. And after that, it just continued. There's a lot to mention. I'm not sure I can take the whole list. But it's also a culture, it's a community, and it just brings out so many good things. It's the first year skateboarding will be in the Olympics.
They even built me a skateboard as a token of friendship. Their mission has brought a lot of joy to a lot of people.
My name is Tobias. I heard about the tour that Toque de Queda is doing, promoting the protection of animals, and that's just awesome. So
everywhere I perform, I aim to expose my audiences not only to new sounds and visuals, but also to new ideas and movements. And my love for animals runs so deep that I've called this tour the Animales Tour. And in each country I visit, I work with local trusted animal rights organizations and allow them to set up booths at my shows and collect signatures and promote their good message to my audiences. These are causes that I believe in wholeheartedly. Before tonight's concert, I've arranged a small demonstration with my friends from Cube of Truth, whose movement aims to show us what goes on behind the scenes to create many of the products we consume. Their message is strong and eye-opening.
We're doing the Cube of Truth here in the heart of Copenhagen Center. And what we're showing is actually the truth that you don't see when you buy your animal products in the supermarket or in the store, in your clothing, in your makeup, whatever. So this is what we're doing. We're just spreading the message that when you're consuming animal products, you have some victims that you don't see because the industry doesn't want to show you what we're doing to animals. That's what we're showing. Yep.
Well, we would like people to be more informed about where they put their money and what they support, because we all have a vote when we use our money to either take a stand against animal cruelty or support that it continues.
A lot of people don't know how bad it actually is for the animals. And, you know, once they open their eyes and see how it actually is on the screens here, a lot of people change their mind because, you know, we treat animals like shit.
We would like animal cruelty to stop.
If we are the strongest animal, we have to protect the weaker animals. That's what we need to do. Not exploit them, not use them, but protect them.
Hi, Toque! Please continue your animal tour.
Hey, guys at Toque, keep on what you're doing at the Animales Tour. Doing great.
Toque, good luck on your Animales Tour, man.
Toque de Queda, keep up the good work and rock on.
This is how I protect animals and fight for their rights in my own small way, and how, alongside these organizations, I try to make a difference. But that's not the only type of animal abuse I encounter in my travels. there are others, and I always refuse to contribute to them.
It's okay. Don't hurt him. Don't hit him.
Let's try it. Just for a picture.
No, it's okay. It's
don't
okay.
Try it because Arafat, because he's Egyptian.
No, it's all right. It's all right. I'm leaving. Thank you.
Come on, just beside.
Bye-bye. See you later.
And denounce them every chance I get, because I'm tired of seeing it.
The problem with this place is how they treat the animals. Poor things. These animals are here working their motherfucking ass off so that idiots like me could come and take a look at this bullshit. I can't take it. I can't watch these people beat their horses anymore. Been here 10 minutes and I'm already ready to go. Look at this. We have these fucking poor animals. Look at that. Climbing up and down this thing.
And on behalf of myself and all animal lovers, I find myself profoundly apologizing to animals around the world for our mistreatment and our collective abuse.
I'm sorry they have you working, buddy. I love you. Sorry they're making you work. If I could save you, I would. I'm sorry they have you working.
So, I do my best to be kind to the animals I encounter. If you take anything away from my message in this film, please let it be this. I beg of you to not take part in any type of tourism or activity that requires animals to do the heavy lifting or anything that keeps animals in captivity.
Hace muchos años, pues entendí esa parte, ¿no? Que él necesitaba volver a la música y hacer lo que más amaba. Y eso no se puede guardar. Por mucho que te dediques después a producir, a hacer y a crear, siempre te jala el escenario. Así que, pues en ese momento terminó esa aventura, ¿no? No seguimos trabajando más. Y al final, pues me dio la libertad para poder yo continuar mi aventura también. Pero pues ya no me fui a México, ya me decidí quedar en Estados Unidos y continué mi carrera también como actor. Entonces empecé a tocar puertas en Telemundo, en diferentes agencias de modelos y de actores. Y así fue como empecé a crear mi carrera actoral, ¿no?
Hace poco mi mamá estuvo delicada allá en México, pero un compa me dijo de la app de Farmacias del Ahorro. Es la mejor manera de enviar medicinas a México, ¿eh?
Spectrum Mobile te abre las puertas a infinitas posibilidades. Por eso muchos se están cambiando.
Me cambié a Spectrum Mobile porque tiene el servicio más confiable de costa a costa.
¿Qué tan grande es la NFL Big Angus Burger?
Carl's Jr., burger oficial de la NFL.
Mejorar todos los días porque para eso venimos, ¿no? Para este país.
With a clinically proven plan and delicious, convenient products, you can...
Four lines for $25 per line per month plus four free phones.
Fue una época maravillosa. En ese momento yo sé, como lo repito, lo repetiré mil veces, que Dios lo puso en el camino y en el momento perfecto, ¿no? Después de algunos años puedes entender muchas cosas. Fue recuerdos que se quedan ahí grabados y que gracias a eso cambió mi vida por completo. Definitivamente trabajar con Eddie Blázquez es toda una experiencia. Y no te puedes quedar parado. Te empuja porque, pues como les digo, lo que se propone lo consigue. No podría platicar de toda esta aventura que he vivido acá y de Viva el Sueño sin hablar de Eddie Blázquez. Por lo menos para mí ha sido inolvidable y siempre le tendré mucho cariño y mucho aprecio y mucho agradecimiento a Eddie Blázquez por esa gran oportunidad que me dio.
This documentary will inspire people to follow their dreams and to never give up, especially when things go wrong, because the only thing that could truly go wrong is when you give up. And when I'm on my dying bed, at least I'll know that I tried, because nobody ever wants to be in that position where be like, I wish I asked that girl out. I wish I did that showcase, tried to get that record deal. Because you know what? To try and fail is at least to know you tried. It's a really amazing journey. He went there, and that's awesome. I always see videos of him performing and he seems to be having the time of his life, and that's the most important thing. That's true success, is to be able to sing for a living and do what you love to make your living. I'm glad that he was able to persevere after all the heartbreak. The music will live on forever.
I I never cancel shows. I never miss dates. You know this. You've seen it. I always get there. I have circumvented terrorist attacks to reach my destinations. I have flown around war to make it to my concerts on time. I have never let my audience down. But you can't compete with Mother Nature. This one's gonna hurt. This is a big one. This is something I've been looking forward to for quite some time, and ever since I knew my music was a thing there, I began to really take an interest in the culture. Unfortunately, the news aren't good, and for the first time ever, Toque de Queda will have to cancel a concert.
Hello everyone, this is Eddie from Toque de Queda, and I am recording this video to send my deepest regards to everyone in Chennai. Unfortunately, we are unable to travel due to the very heavy and catastrophic storms we've been having.
This hurts. It breaks a streak. It tarnishes an impeccable reputation that I've lived proud by. And today, it teaches me a lesson in patience, a lesson in humility, that no matter how popular your music might be, you're insignificant. You mean nothing against Mother Nature. And so, this is my neighborhood. It's serious. I would not just cancel, and I'll be honest with you. The crazy thing is that even in this weather, if they hadn't canceled the flights, I would have jumped on one. It's no secret anxiety has always been my best friend. It's been the one constant. Never left me alone. It's been there with me everywhere I've ever been. Right before I go on stage, right before I catch a flight, right before I go to bed, and it's there the moment I wake up. Anxiety has been my girlfriend. It has kept me from doing many things I've wanted to do, and it has made me do many things I didn't want to do. Like go to the emergency room 1,000 times, like tonight. And of course, I'll get the usual, go home and stop smoking so much weed, you're fine, Mr. Blasquez. But tonight seems a little different. I've been here for hours. They haven't just sent me home. They've come in, taken a blood test, they've sent me to go do this thing, and do that procedure and this other test. I'm starting to worry a little bit. The doctor just came in and told me they found an abnormality. It's a funny way of calling it, an abnormality. And then he follows it by saying that there's an aortic aneurysmal growth. And then he goes and explains that our aorta is usually 2.5 centimeters and mine's like 3.9 centimeters. And then he said that I should see a specialist and that they're gonna send me home, and that was that. And I said, all right, well, thank you very much, doc. See you later, thanks a lot. I go home, I Google aortic aneurysmal growth, and I discover it's a death sentence. No, I didn't go away. I'm still here. I just need a minute to process. Everything's in slow motion, and everything sounds blurry. Nothing makes any sense. And right now, I'm angry. I feel betrayed. How can this happen to me? Suddenly, I feel so tired. I need to sleep. That's all I want to do right now. I just need to get some sleep. Good morning. I just slept 18 hours straight. Got a ton of missed calls.
Hi, this message is for Eduardo Velasquez. We're calling you from Dr. Daniel Ramirez's office. This is to confirm your appointment this Monday at 10 a.m.
Good afternoon. This message is for Mr. Velasquez. This is...
Hey, Eddie. Good morning.
Hi, Eddie. This is Sherry.
Eddie, this is Ron Wood in California.
Hi, this is Mike Isaacs. I'm the attorney in Wilmington, Delaware. My number's 302.
But I don't feel like talking to anyone. As we all know, the best thing to do in this situation is to isolate yourself and go die alone. I'm gonna shut the blinds and shut out the world. I'm having dark thoughts. I'm in such a dark place. So goddamn unfair. Such a divine injustice. Nothing makes sense. How can this happen to me? Gone around the world making so many people happy. Giving so much of myself, being a decent human being. Why me? Why not all those other motherfuckers? Why me? What have I done to deserve this? I read somewhere that in order to ensure a palpable legacy, it is necessary to create something lasting. That one should plant a tree, have a child, and write a book. I did the latter, but this is no booklet. This is an actual book. 400 pages of my thoughts and my experiences typed by me with no outside help or ghostwriters, just me and my keyboard. In it, I spilled my guts and I didn't hold back. Once I started, I couldn't stop writing. I said things I never thought I'd be able to reveal or even admit to others or myself. I had left myself alone with my thoughts, and at times it got scary. But overall, I'm proud of the path I forged. It feels strangely good. I regret nothing. There's a creative impulse swirling throughout the universe, and it's accessible to everyone at all times. For example, this film felt like a dream once, and now it's been selected by film festivals around the world. In a time where there's so many people feeling badly about themselves, I'm actually proud of myself. Creating something where nothing had been before is at the core of a life's purpose. I've decided that if these are my last days on Earth, I'm gonna spend them doing the thing I know how to do best. So I'm gonna pick myself up, I'm gonna dust myself off, and I'm gonna head out on the road, even if it means it's my last hurrah. I'm back at Disneyland Paris, where I performed some time ago. It sold out again. What an honor. But while my fans are out here singing along and enjoying the show, the entire time that I'm on stage, I can't help but to think about the fact that I'm dying. It's such a strange sensation to know when and how it will happen. And while I'm bringing joy and happiness to the audience, I can't stop thinking about the fact that this will all end. At this point, I've been touring the world for many years, so my fans and I have grown older together. There are also new fans joining the movement as well. But tonight I noticed an older man in the audience who looked very familiar. So obviously I became curious and started asking questions. He said his name is Bernard. He's 84, and throughout the night he has been singing the songs, raising his hands in the air, and getting lost in the moment. When I asked him where we might have seen each other before, he said this is his second time attending a Toque de Queda concert. He and his granddaughter came to see me the last time I played here. He explained that he became a fan through his granddaughter. He shared that they always dance to their favorite song, my song, when it comes on the radio. Then he explained that he's here alone tonight because his granddaughter passed away. But he came tonight because this is where she would have wanted to be, and most importantly, where she would have wanted him to be. He said that tonight brought him closer to her. He came in her honor. He said I was one of her favorites. It's moments like these that you realize how much music matters to people. Before tonight, I'd begun to let go of the future, the very idea of it. I stopped making plans with future grandkids that will never be. I stopped designing in my mind the home I will never build. I started to let go of the dreams I once had, one by one. I began accepting that I will never be Bernard's age or live as long as he. But tonight, I understood that it's not over till it's over. Performing for and spending time with my fans is what I have chosen to do with the time I have on this earth. I plan to create art and share it with the people around me until my last breath. This is my goodbye tour to say thank you to my fans for all the love.
I love you.
that life at its core is a combination of good times and bad. That happiness walks hand in hand with sadness. You're gonna have to accept that. The happy times can be really good, but the bad times can be really, really sad. And if you're lucky, you'll get to experience a little of both, because grieving is evidence of love. Sadness is the ticket price we pay for happiness. I've learned that we must have faith, especially during hard times. I thought life was clear-cut. You do good and good things will happen to you, but it's not. It's a contradiction. I am a walking, talking, singing contradiction. One day I'm content and the next day I'm down. That's life. A hopefully decades-long relationship with contradiction. But in the end, after all is said and done, I'm happy. My life and the people in it helped me spend my time doing the thing that brought me joy, the thing that gave meaning to my life. In the meantime, I feel fulfilled. I have accomplished my goal. My work here is done. I've succeeded in taking my music to every corner of this planet. I've sparked a global dance revolution of my very own that has taken the world by storm, prompting tens of thousands of videos being uploaded by fans around the world who have created their own choreographies, spreading the music even further, some videos gaining millions of views as well. My music has spread like wildfire around the world. My voice has been heard by millions and has echoed in the most remote locations. What a privilege, an unimaginable outcome that I actually imagined all along. But the most meaningful part of this global movement is that it originated with the songs and it came from the fans organically. Life is short, yes, but life is long. Really long if you're not doing what you love. So never give up. Never let go of that goal you dreamt as a kid. That was your first instinct for a reason. Reconnect with that. Because life is more than just paying bills. Keep going even when you feel you're not getting enough respect from your friends and loved ones. Even when they don't see your vision or believe in your dream, keep going. Even when people ignore you as you're trying to get them to notice your work, keep going. Most people won't care about your work until others tell them it's cool to care about it. And it's not their fault. Most people are just followers. But that's not your problem. Your job is to keep going so that you're shining bright when they all finally see the light. I spent this whole time complaining about the things that life took away from me when I should have just been grateful for having had them in the first place.
Like, for real, dude. We miss your face. Dile, daddy, I miss your face. I miss your face.
Be mindful of this. This is something I regret not knowing earlier in life. If I could go back, I would tell my 20-year-old self that it all turns out okay in the end, that there were big losses, but there were big wins too. I would remind myself that the journey is the destination. And take it from a guy that's had it all. Life isn't about cars and houses. When I think back, I miss none of the material things that I've had. I only miss dogs, family, friends, moments, not things. I'm grateful for the family life gave me. The ones that walked with me on my journey here. We weren't always perfect, but guess what? We weren't meant to be. We were just meant to be here together for this time. And we were. So thank you so much for everything you've done for me. Life's about the people you meet, the places you've been, and the experiences you had. And to the people that made my story possible, thank you. Even those who hurt me, I still have love for them. I still wish them the best because they were part of my story. They made my time here on Earth, and I will always be grateful to them for having been there at that time. And let's face it, I've made so many mistakes, made selfish decisions. I haven't been perfect. I haven't been easy. I admit there are things I'm not entirely proud of, and I am sure I failed people. And for that, I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry. If you hurt me, I've forgiven you. And if I hurt you, I hope you can forgive me as well. Looking back, I'm sure I was an asshole sometimes. Oh, and speaking of assholes, you remember Oscar Lord, the president of Sony who took away the recording contract I won? Well, after he was forced out of Sony, he came begging to be my manager because he saw my career had taken off. So I hired him just so I could fire him, but not before I had him set the record straight.
Toque de Queda has taken over. The coolest band of its genre on the planet is now the Caribbean's hottest export. Its blend of Afro-Caribbean percussion has made Toque de Queda the dance floor rage in Central and South America, numerous countries in Europe, and even Russia. Toque de Queda, for over a decade, has been delivering sold-out concerts as well as produced multi-million dollars of revenues through concerts, music sales, and specialty merchandise.
You should have seen the look on this old fuck's face. If you play clean and live an honest life, you will get that delicious moment after all to make things right. And to boot, I'm friends with the original Macarena performers, Los del Rio. I've partied with them and recorded with them. I have also become dear friends with Patty, with whom there are no hard feelings. I've actually mentored her son Anthony, who's all grown up now, and gave him an internship at my record company. It all worked out in the end, and in that spirit, I'm going out on the road to spend the rest of the time I have left on this earth doing the thing that I love most, singing for people. And for the first time in 30 years, I'm going back to where it all started, Latin America.
Ahora vámonos con el grupo Toque de Queda. El tema se llama Vuelvo a Caer. Esta rola está bien llegadora, hijo de la bayana. Y lo escuchas aquí en la estación que te pone de buenas.
La que buena.
My song is playing on the radio in Argentina, Peru, Colombia, Panama, Mexico, and I'm on my way to make yet another dream come true. I'm going to reignite the flame with the people that gave me my first chance. My people. Latin America, here I come.
Miro el reloj, un segundo atrás, otro más, pero tú aquí no estás, es cierto. Me duele ya respirar ni dejarte de hablar. Lo siento, si pensabas que tu vida me rompía el corazón, eso nunca sucedió. No mereces ese honor. Lo siento, te devuelvo tu amor. A ti te hace más falta. Te devuelvo tus besos, no saben. Necesidad. Ahora sé que algo andaba mal, pero no lo quería aceptar. Lo siento por romper tu fantasía. No perdí mi corazón, eso nunca sucedió. No mereces eso, no lo siento. Te devuelvo tu amor, a ti te hace más falta. Te devuelvo tus besos, no saben nada. Quedaría llorando por ti. Si pensaste que eras lo mejor que podía pasar.